Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings there with Just Dropped In. You're on the Daily here on 2SER, and it's a very exciting time of year here in Sydney, as in just a couple of days, Flicker Fest, an annual short film festival that takes place in Bondi, kicks off, and it also includes a national tour that has become a very important part of the festival, I should say. It started back in 1995. Now, the tour takes the main competitive programs and some special sessions to many regional and metropolitan areas, which, well, they rarely have the opportunity to view this collection of the best of Australian and the world's short films. Joining us now to discuss the festival is its director, Bronwyn Kidd. Bronwyn, how's it going?
Great, Jared. Lovely to chat to you today.
No, thank you so much for joining the show. Now, I guess planning a touring film festival of this magnitude is no easy feat, especially with the last 12 months we've had. How's it been going, and how have you maybe had to reshape the festival's delivery with its usual venue, the famous Bondi Pavilion, under renovation?
Well, we have a fantastic festival garden at Bondi this year, so we'll be debuting that. It's a wonderful festival garden with the outdoor garden bar, the famous Spiegel tent, and an outdoor cinema with some lovely comfy chairs outdoors. So, yeah, look, it's been an interesting time, of course, and challenging time with COVID. But I think the venue that we have this year has actually worked very well with us, you know, with regards to, social distancing and having enough space for everyone and being able to accommodate our audience in a really safe environment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm really confident moving forward that we've put everything in place that we can to ensure the safety and the enjoyment of our, of our audiences, who are always loyal and passionate and know that they're coming along to see this fantastic collection of the best of Australia and the world's short films. And, of course, it's really exciting for our filmmakers, many who will be along to introduce their films, or at least the New South Wales ones will be anyway.
Yep.
I don't think we'll be – well, we're certainly not getting into any international guests, and I don't think we've got many interstate guests coming either with the border closures. But our New South Wales filmmakers are very excited to see their films on the big screen. So, yeah, look, it's – it's just wonderful that we are able to present an in-real-life festival in a year where most things have gone online for film festivals, and that people can come along, enjoy cinema on the big screen, and see the filmmakers introducing their films.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a great short film festival. I was fortunate enough to go to the closing night and the after party, I might add, last year, and it was a fantastic time. But do you want to tell us a little bit maybe about the infantry of Flickerfest, how it's come about and how it's become such an integral part of the industry in Australia, in both kind of harnessing but also developing and giving support to up-and-coming Australian filmmakers?
Well, I think, Jared, one of the things in celebrating 30 years of Flickerfest is that it's wonderful to be at this point, and it's wonderful to have our loyal audiences. And I think that if I think back across the past 24 years that I've been doing the festival, I think one of the things that we've always remained incredibly true to is the vision of supporting filmmakers and being able to present the best of the best. I mean, this year we had 2,700 entries, which is a lot in a pandemic year. I was quite surprised that we had so many. And we've got that down again to around 200 films across a series of juried competitions that are Academy qualifying, and also a number of showcases. So, you know, at Flickerfest, it's all about the films. We are very much committed to, you know, a diverse range of stories, the best of those stories, and really giving filmmakers an opportunity to shine on the big screen and audiences a chance to discover those filmmakers in a festival environment. So, you know, it's about fantastic short films and a great networking event, or at least, you know, may not be so much mingling this year, but at least you'll get to see those filmmakers and hopefully remember their faces as they go on to have a very successful career and become famous for their films in the future, which, of course, so many Flickerfest alumni have done over the years. And, you know, that's what we're passionate about, giving people an opportunity to shine and giving audiences an opportunity to discover those wonderful filmmakers.
Absolutely. Now, Bronwyn, can you take us maybe through a little bit of what's in store for this year's or with this year's program, and maybe how does it work kind of throughout the night, throughout nights of the week, for those that might not be as familiar with the idea of Flickerfest and coming to terms with the idea, and maybe you've, tickled their fancy to maybe popping down on a Tuesday or a Wednesday night?
Yeah, well, we've got 25 different programs screening across the festival. All of our sessions are 6 o'clock sessions, and the weekend sessions at 1:30 and 4 are all indoors in the famous Spiegel tent. So it's going to be really gorgeous in there. And then, of course, we've got a wonderful outdoor cinema with really comfy chairs under the stars at 9 o'clock at night for our 9 o'clock at night sessions. There's a really gorgeous festival bar where people can have some wonderful 4+ gin or go to a beer or organic wine and juices and stuff. We've got pizza on offer at the festival. People can come down, order a pizza and enjoy it. So it's just going to be a really wonderful vibe, I think. Lots of space, so lots of space at tables and room for people to actually enjoy being outdoors at Bondi, right next to the ocean in the park. Each session runs for about just under 2 hours. So that's a kind of a, you'll see about 9 or 10 great short films within that program. There's sections of comedy, there's some romantic shorts, Love Bites, some really quirky romantic shorts there.
Lovely.
One of my programs that I'm really, really proud to be presenting this year and having it as part of the festival is our Survival Day Best of Indigenous Shorts program. It's been curated by a wonderful award-winning young filmmaker from Alice Springs. His name is Dylan River, and he's had lots of films in FlickerFest that have won awards and at festivals around the world. And he's put together a classic collection of shorts that have really influenced his filmmaking practice over the years, that have screened at FlickerFest from other award-winning Indigenous filmmakers. So that's going to really be a really beautiful way to recognise the Indigenous enormous contribution in this country, and of course always will be Aboriginal land.
Yeah.
And come along and be in great company on Survival Day to really recognise our great contributions and ongoing contribution to our culture for Indigenous people. Really, really thrilled to present that program because there's some beautiful films in that. So Flickr Kids films for shorts for shorties, if anyone's out there listening and has any kids 5 to 12 that they want to bring along to an incredibly entertaining program. Flickr Lab for any filmmakers out there, that's a day-long program of industry panels and workshops with some really leading experts talking about the journey from shorts to features. So it's pretty, there's a lot going on across 10 days.
Yeah,
with 25 different programs.
Covers all bases, it sounds.
Definitely, Jared, definitely.
All right, that's so good. And I know you've probably got to be diplomatic, I know, but you're not impartial, are you? So if you had to say just one film maybe to check out, is there one that you've seen, maybe a favourite of yours that you can make us slightly privy to?
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm always passionate about, of course I am, I'm passionate about that Indigenous program, some gorgeous films in there,
yep.
Nana, et cetera, from Warwick Thornton, and other really incredible filmmakers. But I'd like to, mention a wonderful film that I think will appeal to many people out there listening is a film called Pantahoot. It's a documentary. It's gorgeous. It's all about a guy who's a really incredible chimpanzee whisperer, which means he can kind of talk to the chimps and talk their language and just has really created this incredible bond, all set in Africa in the wildlife sanctuary of Jane Goodall. And it's just really, it was a really beautiful doco that I loved this year. And that's in our short docs, of course. Had some incredible films across those two Academy qualifying programs. So there's a lot on Jared, and I'm really thrilled to be able to share it in real life. It's been a big journey to get to this point, and we're almost there. Friday night we open.
Yeah, absolutely. Exciting times. The 22nd, that is Friday. And you were telling me before, for those that might want to grab some tickets, check out more to head to flickrfest.com.au.
Yes, jump on that and grab some tickets. Some of the sessions are selling out really fast because we, of course, do have some limited capacity this year, so people jump on if you're keen and check out the full program, and looking forward to welcoming you down at Bondi for what promises to be a really fabulous 30th year of FlickrFest.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for joining the show this morning, Bronwyn. I do appreciate it, and all the best with the festival.
Thanks, Jared.
Cheers. Bye-bye. That was Bronwyn Kidd, director of FlickrFest, discussing this year's up-and-coming installment of the festival that starts the 22nd, which is this Friday. It runs through to the 31st of January down in our beautiful Bondi. As Bronwyn said, head to flickrfest.com.au to check it out and maybe buy some tickets. Quick sticks, though, as Bronwyn said, some things are selling out pretty quickly. But with that, pretty well brings my time with you this morning to a close. Thanks so much for sticking around with me. I do always appreciate your company. Thanks to our guests like Bronwyn there, Ian Hall, a little bit earlier discussing Australia Day and the sensitive topic that it can be for our First Nations people, to Oscar Byrne and Josip Knežević sitting outside the studio for helping putting together today's show together. And of course, I know I said it before, but thank you for keeping me company. My name's Jared Cross. This has been The Daily. Seeing us out this morning is something here from Hooper Crescent. I Fell Backwards, the name of this one. Thanks for having me. See you next time. Bye-bye.